This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world. Scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities. From Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
And tonight we start in the US. The state of Idaho, back in March, tried to stop transgender people from changing the sex on their birth certificate to match their gender identity. So they did that through two bills in March. And one of the law resuscitating a ban preventing trans people born in Idaho from changing their gender on birth certificate, and the other ban the trans girls from competing in female sports team. So this week, the U.S. District Court for Idaho that said that this ban was actually in breach of an injunction ordering the state to stop discriminating. So there is a fight going on at the moment to try to stop the state of Idaho from applying these two bills.
Can I just give a really big sigh there? What is it about America and trans people that they are so fixated on this?
I've seen a number of reports where they believe a lot of Trump supporters or a lot of money behind Trump are trying to push the trans as a way of getting him re-elected.
So this is just a political issue, a bit of a wedge issue to, get their base excited. Paul, you've been taking a look at Poland again.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Poland's back in the news and not for a good reason. So three people were accused of hanging LGBT rainbow flags off statues in Warsaw. They have been arrested and charged. They've been charged with desecrating monuments and, get this, offending religious feelings. So now you can get arrested for offending feelings in Poland.
Oh dear.
So they put a flag on the statue of Jesus Christ, of the astronomer Copernicus, and also the famous Warsaw mermaid, who apparently is on the emblem for the city. So she's famous in Warsaw. They also put pink face masks on them. So they were all kitted out for the pandemic.
Can I give another huge, big sigh again? What is it about the world and statues?
they were decorating them. They weren't trying to push them over this time. There are pictures online, and the mermaid one, actually, the way they've got the flags, it looks like they were designed to have the flags. Especially Copernicus has got his hand on his knee and the flag's coming out of his hand on the knee. So it's actually quite fitting. The punishment for offending religious feelings is a fine or up to 2 years imprisonment.
And as a follow-up to the people being jailed for hanging the flags, so there was big, massive protest in Warsaw at the end of the week as well, last week, protests against these people being incarcerated, and it's really violent protest. So it sparked some demonstration. But Poland is not in a good space, as we've covered for a few weeks now.
Now, Shannon, what's happening in Canada that caught your eye?
All right, so this is actually, I find this very interesting. So there's a gay man in Canada named Christopher Caras, and he's only 24. And 4 years ago, he complained to the Canadian Human Rights Commission over the policy that prevents gay and bisexual men from donating blood. The policy still stands. It didn't change from him going through that process. So he's taken it one step further, and he has now taken it outside Canadian jurisdiction to the United Nations. So he has filed a human rights complaint with the United Nations over it to try and get it to be changed.
Because that law has been around in quite a few countries, and I know some of them have been changing it or relaxing it.
The approach has been in many countries to look at the behaviour that influences the ability to donate blood as opposed to the gender or the sexuality.
It still applies here, doesn't it, in Australia? That's still the 12 months.
It is, but again, it's on the cards to change. So there are discussions. Stefan, you might know a little bit more about that one.
There are discussions to change. It's looking, as you were saying, Matt, looking at the risk factors rather than the gender orientation. So, you know, at the moment, it's if you get to have been in a not have unsafe sex, all those kind of things. So it's looking at identifying risks rather, because the testing is much better now, is much more reliable, and the window is much smaller than it used to be. So it would make sense to change and stop discriminating on the sexual orientation.
We'll keep an eye on that one for you, an update when there's a change here in Australia or indeed in Canada. I was looking at Taiwan, who are really wanting to take us for a ride. Taiwan's long been the beacon of LGBT rights across Asia, and they are going ahead with their Pride celebration because they've been able to keep COVID under wraps. And part of that is a massive bike ride that is going to raise funds for the fight for equality in Taiwan. And what's more, there'll be similar rides taking place in Malaysia, Shanghai, Singapore and San Francisco. They are now working for equality campaigns across the broader Asia region. And that's a wrap.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, World Wide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.